Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, intuitive life coach. Super pumped to be with you guys today. So much I want to talk about, and I'm really excited. We have a ton of callers, so I appreciate all you guys calling in. I will try to get to as many of you as I can. But let me just start with the March energy. And I cannot not talk about what's going on in the Ukraine right now and help you guys with a higher perspective, how to contribute to the solution versus adding to the problem. So what's really crazy, guys, is whenever we see these moments of really strong contrast, of moments where you're like, this is horrible, this is so painful, you know that there's massive growth on the other side. So on one end of the stick, you have tragedy, and on the other end of the stick, you have more support, people rising up, courage, massive change. This is such an old energy. Those of you that, you know, went through the Cold War, you know, when I was growing up, the Cold War was so dominant. Russia being the sort of enemy was what I was, you know, taught. That's what was taught in school. I mean, it was what was going on. And this is just such an old energy of old use of power, toxic male, as we know, mental illness, trying to control. And this is an opportunity for people to rise up and decide who they are. And the Ukrainian people are so powerful. So what you can do to help them is, if, of course, if you're called to donate or do whatever you can in a physical realm, but on an energetic realm, see them as powerful, see them as standing up for knowing who they are, see them with source at their backs, see support and love and compassion towards them, see them as powerful, not victims. And that is how you help them. That is how you help. And this is a great catalyst, you guys, for massive change, because it is making the world go, hey, no, this is not okay. No more of this. And so even though it's uncomfortable right now, I want you guys to be contributing the solution energetically, because that's how we help, instead of constantly going, how horrible is it? How horrible is it? Okay, guys, because it's really easy to get stuck in that. So I just wanted to say that, because a lot of people have been asking me about that sort of perspective, because we're moving from old to new, guys, and this is part of it, especially on the world stage. They're way behind us in our individual work. So let me get to you guys and March and April energy, because they're kind of really merged together for me, but mostly I'll focus on March. So for me, I've been doing this now, this show, this is my 7th year, but since I was like in the 8th grade, I started to notice that massive change would happen in these spring months. I can speak for myself personally, but whenever I turn to the energy, it's like a new growth, it's the season, and I'm talking about over here with us in our spring season. So astrologically, this is the only month of this entire year that has zero retrogrades. So it's almost like there's a clear path. That means I'm ready to leave the past behind. I'm ready to move forward. Where am I going? Where am I going? Not where have I been? Okay. So the universe is supporting that energy moving forward. So this month, focus on, where do I want to go? Where do I want to be? What's my intention? Am I walking that walk? And we talked about last month how you have to have systems in place in order to support that. So I use this example all the time because it's the most quantifiable example, which is, if I want to lose weight, what am I doing every day to support that? You know, what is that, you know, system that I have in place to support that? And do I have healthy food in the house? And do I have an exercise program, et cetera? Okay. So in March, we're moving from a sort of Pisces energy, which is the elder of the zodiac, which is depth, which is really internal work, into Aries, which is like the child, which is playful, which is creative, which is fun. So you are going to be moving into, if you think about water element, depth, inward flow, into fire, action, passion, creativity. Really try to activate both of those energies, because they're both really important moving forward. I cannot stress enough, guys, how much your inner work is important. I find myself with you guys and clients that we tend to repeat these same patterns. This is a great time, you guys. This is a year of change, but only you can choose it. So you have to do the turnarounds. You have to do the work. And what that means is, finances are up this month, and finances are triggered because they're about freedom and they're about personal security. Okay. So security and freedom are the most triggering things on the entire planet. And these things are going to be up, and you can turn them around in a powerful way. So what that means is watch where you're putting up the roadblocks to things you want. So let's say you're a writer and you have a show and you want to sell the show. Oh, there's no one buying shows right now. Oh, I can't find an agent. Oh, you know, where are you putting up the roadblocks instead of bring, you know, take the show where it wants to go. Bring me the people that want to be a part of this project. Like really shifting your focus to solution and what you want to come as opposed to what is right now in the moment. Okay. But you will have to sort of face your finances. I know that sounds like a weird thing, but like really face where you are vibrationally around your money, because your money is just a reflection of the way you feel most of the time. Are you in consciousness most of the time? Are you in not enoughness most of the time? Your money's going to reflect that. Okay. If you are in appreciation, if you're in gratitude, your money's going to reflect that. Okay. So just something to think about this month, because they really brought finances to the surface for me for this month. Many in the world, and I already, this was before the Ukraine thing, but I could feel pain and distress is still running a lot of people's lives. So those of you that are sensitive will be affected by this. You will feel this energy. So it's really extra important that you turn to that sort of higher consciousness, so you don't sort of tune into or vibrationally line up with this sort of massive fear, pain, distress, powerlessness that is going on a massive world level. Okay. So that's why it's just so important that we do our own work, because you can, you know, not vibrate with that and not attract that energy at all. But if you're feeling it, you're a match, you know, and that's the hard truth about what we know. So in March, there's no way but through. This is not a time to avoid. And I get a lot of clients that I always joke with. I have one of my best friends, she's a Libra, and I always joke with her because I'm like, girl, you can lie to yourself. You cannot lie to me, okay? So where are these things in your life? This is a time of assessing of what have I learned about myself in this past year? Do I want more connections in my life? Do I want more people? Do I want a new job? Do I realize that I want things to be easier? Do I want to take better care of my body? What is it that you've gained? And is your life matching these new choices that you've made? Okay. Self-understanding and self-awareness, guys, is key right now, because no one can do this work but you. This is between you and your source, you know. So pay attention to yourself. Where are my feet walking every day? You know, am I really walking towards what I want, or am I complaining? Am I being negative? Am I putting up roadblocks? Just pay attention, guys, because it's a time to face yourself. You know, I actually wrote a song that's coming out this year called Face Yourself also. And that one of the lyrics is eventually you have to face yourself, and this is the time. Okay. So you can't hide stuff under the rug. You cannot avoid negative feelings. You got to look right at them. And this is really a time of taking your power back in all of these different areas of your life. They're showing me a newborn creativity, spring, this like new life energy that I love, divine inspiration, personal growth is on an all-time high. So use this time to sort of go, what can I do that's new? What's new? What can I do that's new and different? What can I try? And it's really transforming that doubt and fear into motivation, into what does that make me know I want? My favorite question that's ever been asked. There is a sense of courage. And that was interesting. Again, I tuned into this before the Ukraine thing, of a desire for massive courage, of feeling fear and going, I call it the fuck it. It's like, you know what? Staying where I am is not effing working. I'm going. I don't care. Let's go. Let's party. And that's the time right now, is like taking that courage of I'm willing to be vulnerable. I'm willing to put myself out there. I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone, because that's where everything I want is. And in the beginning, it will be uncomfortable. But that courage needs to be activated, because you need to be the leader of your life. You need to be driving the car of your life, not just reacting to things that come at you. And that's what most people are doing. They're creating by default, as Abraham Hicks would say. And this is not the time to do that, guys, because the collective is in a very tumultuous place. So there's no way to hold balance in that insane energy. Okay. So today, guys, I'm really excited to talk to all of you. As you know, I don't know who's on the call, so please tell me your name and where you're calling from. And there's a lot of callers today, so let's try to keep it succinct, okay, so I can get to as many of you as possible. All right, let's get this party started. First, I have area code 651. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Nadia. It's Linda in Minnesota.
Hi, Linda. How can I help you? You are like the first one, first caller today.
I know. It was 14 minutes, 59 seconds. It was miraculous.
So I would like
a general.
Okay. So I have a very good energy here. What you are starting to own that you're the creator, Linda. They're like, oh, you're starting to get it. Okay.
Just starting.
Yes. You are starting to get it. This is very good what you're doing. What's sort of in the way is you really don't know yet what's going to make you happy. There's this sense of like, I don't know where my joy is. So I want you to go, universe, show me where my joy is. Show me where my value is. Show me where my abundance is. That's the work for you to do right now, because they are showing me money coming in through this journey. Okay. You've asked for a lot of money here. And it's here.
Yes, I am asking for a lot of money. And I started reaching out and doing free sessions with people and really work doing my energy work and
great,
so I can practice.
Yeah, and do it for donation. And it's really about going, hey, you have definitely, like, Linda, I got to tell you, this is so exciting for me to see. It's like you've left this past victim energy behind you. And you've just got to continue strengthening the energy of knowing you're the creator, because this is about opening the doors to your personal happiness and knowing that by connecting with your higher self, by doing things that feel good to you, that that's where the joy and the money are coming. They just keep showing me your value. You're starting to understand your value and your power. So keep on the track that you're doing, because you are doing very well.
Okay. Still, as I move, it's quite this transition point from the fear to the power.
Yes. And so what you do is when you feel the fear, don't pretend you're not afraid.
Right.
What is the fear is has information. The fear is telling you there is something here that is so important to me.
Okay.
It is so important. What is so important?
Even if it's just a sensitivity to the collective.
Yeah. So what's important to me? I want people to thrive. I want there to be peace. I
okay.
want to help bring goodness to the world. I want to help bring balance.
I do.
Right? That's
so much.
What's
it brings tears to
you.
My eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can.
It brings
one,
tears to my eyes.
As Abraham would say, one, I get goosebumps. One that is connected to source can affect millions. One.
Okay.
Okay. So we are powerful in our alignment, not in our fear. We are not powerful in our fear. So what is it? What is that desire? Because the fear means there's something very important. That's just what you can remember
okay.
every time. And do that turnaround. It'll really help you.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Thank you.
I love you so
Mwah.
Much.
Mwah.
Thank
love
you.
You. Next I have 505. Hello?
Oh, hey, Nadia. It's Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis. How are you?
Hey.
You're like, you were second caller. You got on right on the beginning.
I can't believe it, because I'm always like, how do people get on here first? I was like trying
you
to
did
like,
it, girl. You
focusing.
Did it.
Well, fancy that, the synchronicity or the courage to put yourself out there. Because I was like lying in bed thinking last night, maybe my life should be over now. I'm just tired. And, well, that's what I've been doing. And I know I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not going to be prosperous. Yeah, and there I am claiming that. But I just know I need to move. But I just started, going out and talking to people, and people are offering me, somebody offered me a job, but the way the pay was way too low. There's no way I have my time.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And then I had somebody else ghost me. So I'm kind of like, okay.
So the feeling is, the first thing they gave me was this sort of feeling of financial constraint, okay? So there's this constraint that I feel like you're putting around your money. And what I would open you up to, Phyllis, is show me my path, because you are a creative person. You need to be around people. You need to be around energy. You need to be around creativity. You know, you need that energy. You don't like the same job every day. You need change. You know what I mean? Like, that's your energy is seeking almost adventure, if I was going to use a word.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to the Congo and shoot.
Yes. Yes. Like, your soul is like, let's go play. Let's meet new people. Let's meet animals. Let's meet, you know, whatever. Like, let's do something new. So I think that opening up to knowing that that is who you are and that is your path, and going, show me the way to live what my soul wants to live, as opposed to how do I make ends meet? How do I make money? You know, your abundance can come to you from wherever you are. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, you know, geographically.
Yeah, I'm aware that getting my business launched and getting my website up and all, then that, you know, I mean, somebody hadn't
the logistical
seen my photography.
Stuff. Sure.
Yeah, you know, somebody offering me some ridiculously low price. Like, that's, anybody can do that with snapshots. I mean, that sounds boring. It's not even the job.
But, like, you know, I have a good friend that's a photographer. You know, she got paid to go to Africa to take pictures of animals. I mean, it was like living her best life, you know. So you want to just open. What they're showing me here is, You're still in the expectation of disappointment. And so that's why you're getting things that are disappointing you. I want you to open to bring me the people that can pay me. Bring me the jobs that are exciting to me.
Yeah.
Bring me the new adventures. You know?
Yeah,
and I get it.
I just feel there's you know, I just don't want to be here anymore. And I know I need to get my house cleaned up, packed up, and sorted.
Yeah.
And I don't have
okay.
I don't own anything. Yeah, so it's not really
a big job, but
I just feel like stuck.
Instead of I don't want to be here anymore, which has no power,
I know.
Where do I want to be?
Yeah.
Right? And start activating that, Phyllis, and you're going to see things light up in front of the path, in front of you. Like, they're showing me these things are ready to light up on your path, but you're not, you're facing the other direction. You got to turn around and go, where do I want to go? What do I want to feel in the place I am? What kind of money do I make? What kind of people do I want to attract? What energy do I want to feel when I walk into my space? You know, and I get that. Like, I understand what you're feeling. Like, when I lived in Amsterdam, I was like, get out. All I wanted to do was get out. It was cold. It was raining. I was miserable. But I couldn't stay in that energy and create moving.
Right. And I keep feeling that I'm doing work. Okay, I know to raise the vibration. I listen to Abraham. Yeah, I know.
Right,
and then I have this physical exhaustion in my body, which is weird.
That's
I have a really good diet now. But
it's called resistance.
Yeah.
What your body is telling you, you're carrying lack and resistance. And I'm making you tired, so you're aware. And take a nap. Meditate. But you got to be doing this writing every day. You got to water the plant you want to grow every day. And then you'll have a full vegetable there, which is, you know, what you want.
Yeah, I guess I thought I was doing that. No, I just started attracting all these people. Like, come to this and come to there and come here. And I'm like, wait, this is not what I want.
Well, you can tell by the way you feel. If you're feeling tired and blah, then you're not the work. You need to go sit down.
Okay,
you know, you
want to
be
that.
Feeling hopeful. Reach for hopeful and optimistic.
Yeah.
That's how you want to feel every day.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Phyllis.
Great. All right. Thanks, Nadia. Bye.
No problem. Next, I have 678. Hello.
Yes. Hi. This is Laura in Atlanta. How are you?
Hey, Laura. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thank you. I think I would like a general and then to know if I'm a little closer to creating the relationship I want.
Okay, great. I love that relationship is where you went. Okay, well, what I'm really, oh, yes, queen. Okay, I'm loving this. Okay, so let me say the beginning part is that you've really been working on that psychic connection. And they're showing me that you have been, you know, more connected in a spiritual way.
Oh, good.
Does that make sense to you? Yeah, they're just showing me a general sense of you having very strong intuition. And they want you to listen to that. Your challenge is, there's still, like I was just saying to Phyllis, there's still a little bit of, I don't totally believe that I can get everything I want. I feel like there's going to be some kind of disappointment. You know, I'm going to have to settle for something I don't want. Do you see what I mean? Now
I do. I really do. I'm working on that, but I tell
you.
You know?
So what you want to
past
focus
experience.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's powerful. Evidence is powerful.
Yeah.
I get it. So what I would say is what they're saying to focus on is the generalness of I want to feel in love and I want to feel loved. I want it to be clear.
Okay.
I want it to be easy. I want it to be the easy. It's like, you know, I love my kids. Are they easy every day? No. I love my husband. We've been together 10 years. Sometimes I want to punch him in the face. Okay. I love it very much. That's life, girl. That is life, right?
Yes,
so
I know that. Yeah.
There's no perfection, but when you have the clarity of the love and that foundation of I unconditionally love this person and this person unconditionally loves me, you can grow
mm-hmm.
through those things and be better through conflict. Because
mm-hmm.
I always say the couples that don't fight at all, there's a problem.
I totally agree. And, you know, I talk about that in my leadership and team development work all the time.
Exactly.
So, same principle.
Conflict
yeah.
is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you grow. That's how you build trust. That's how you build intimacy. When you can be angry at someone and the love isn't taken away because
yeah.
you fight and you resolve it and you learn to grow and go, wow, I get it. You know, oh, I'm learning something about myself and you through this conflict. That's how you grow and build a strong foundation together with friendship.
So, but it sounds like
anything.
Am I getting closer to this?
Oh, yeah.
In consciousness?
Okay. You absolutely, listen. As soon as you hit that green light
mm-hmm.
of like, you know, and it's such a weird place to be because it's like you have to be sort of in between. Of, I know, I'm not missing that this person isn't here and
mm-hmm.
I'm good where I am and I'm excited. I know he's coming. That's the perfect place
yeah.
to be. I'm good where I am and I know he's coming. I can't wait to see how the universe figures it out. I mean, if I remember
yeah,
correctly,
are you look at.
Yeah, are you Capricorn? Am I remembering
I am,
correctly?
I am, good memory. Yes,
okay.
Capricorn,
yeah.
sun and moon, and been single
oh,
for a
Oh, there you
long
go,
time.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, work is way better, which is always fun.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
that's
no, I mean,
straight.
I have a Capricorn
yeah.
moon, so I'm with you, girl. It's our curse, right? We tend to worry about stuff. I you know, the Capricorns worry, but we're so reliable. And we're so
that's
loyal.
True.
And we're so
true.
Good workers, hard workers. I will show up. If I say I'm going to be there. I'm 10 minutes early. You know, that's not my Leo.
Exactly.
Okay?
I call telemarketers back. No, I'm just teasing. But
I mean, but seriously,
I
feel obligated. I have a heightened awareness of other people. And I just want to say
yeah.
that what I want you to add is that your man mm-hmm. is a giver like you. You've always been the overgiver.
Okay.
And
yes.
I just want you to know this man is a giver. That's something that's very important to you, that you're both givers.
That
yeah,
is
that
so
imbalance,
true.
You are not attracting that imbalance anymore.
Okay, good. Well, that's progress.
Yeah. Yes, it sure
yeah.
is. It sure is. So I just want to say I am seeing it's weird because they're showing me another earth sign male or an air sign.
Okay.
So he's either on a cusp. So that could be like a Taurus cusp male. So like Taurus, Gemini, you know what I mean? Like that kind of cusp.
Mm-hmm.
So they're showing me this sort of earth air
okay.
energy from this man. Okay. So I don't know if he's on
okay.
an air cusp to an earth sign or something like that. There's an air, like there's a ease about him, but he has that earthy thing that matches you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Practical.
So he's in your escrow. Yes. Yes. Like he's reliable like you. Trustworthy, reliable,
well,
loyal.
Do I need to be... Yeah, that's awesome. Do I need to be doing more in the outer world? Because I start to do the dating app thing, and, you know, it just can be so disheartening
sure.
sometimes.
Well,
so I'm intending
so here's
to just
thing.
Come in my daily reality. My
and
daily
so
life.
I would just say, show me all the doors he can come through and give me the
okay.
impulse towards any path towards him. Because
okay.
if online feels good, do it. If it doesn't, don't. I didn't do online. My husband walked into my place of work.
I remember
my cousin,
that. I love that.
Yeah.
yeah.
I and my husband, I mean, I have literally 10 friends that met their husbands online. Literally 10. So it
yeah,
just,
I know.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It's just
yeah.
what feels good to you and where can the belief,
yeah.
if I'm online, do I believe I have more chances? Then it's helping me to be online.
Well, I'm going to play pickleball, and I figured some men must play pickleball.
yeah, but it's like I want him to see me and know. I want him to come to me. I want you to say
yeah.
you really want him to come to you. You don't want to have to go chase anybody. You want him to come to you. Okay?
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Laura.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Thank you. Bye, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Next, I have 626. 626. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Charlene in California.
Hey. How are you, girl?
Good, good. I would love to just have a general today.
Okay. Let's see. What's going on with Charlene? Okay, so they're showing me around sort of the work area that we're going to today. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure.
Money, work. So there's. Did you have like a disappointment or something that didn't work out recently that you thought was going to work out?
Nothing's coming to mind right now.
What do you do?
Well, right now I'm not working. So this
okay,
is interesting.
So that's, what, so that's why there's a it's like a disappointment energy, but it's like it's the success reversed. Like I'm not feeling successful.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And so what they need to activate in you is sort of, can you find the feeling or activate things that make you feel successful? Like it sounds like a weird thing, but something for me is like, I never win anything in my life. I always have that story since I was a kid. Like I don't win things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, I know.
Yeah. And that's the feeling they're giving me. Like I don't win.
Okay.
I don't get the prize. I don't.
Well, right. That's funny because I even have been thinking about an instance when I was a child, my sister, just like 18 months younger than me, we went to a county fair. She was four and you know, they have these strings and there's like hundreds of strings and she pulls out the one winning string
of
and she's in the newspaper for it.
Exactly.
And I'm
exactly.
thinking that kind of stuff never happens to me.
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly the energy they're giving me for you right now.
Yeah.
And that's what they want you to turn around because, you know, what we want is to be like, oh, I'm just living my best life and I'm a queen
right.
and I'm abundant and life is working out for me. You have a very strong energy. Charlene, you have a leader
yeah.
energy. So,
yeah, I've been told that before.
Yes, it's absolutely just innate in you, like you boss. That's what I get from you, like you the boss.
Except,
okay.
yeah, the funny thing is, though, I have that, and yet I never am in a place where that's appreciated or where it works. It's more like, you know, there's a line where people think you're being bossy when it's just you're intuitive, you know what to do,
sure.
and it gets mistaken.
Well,
so
I understand.
That's a hard one.
Yes, I understand. I'm the same way, and I've been
yeah,
managing
I know.
many a people. And I'm like, and here's part of it, is my heart open? And I think this has been your challenge, is
right.
how do I open my heart instead of bossing people around? There's when
right.
my heart's open, it doesn't feel like bossing around.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this is about you protecting yourself and being able to bring all of Charlene to the table and be a leader in a way that feels really good to you and empowering to you, where you are able to empower and uplift others
mm-hmm.
through your leadership.
And is
because
this in general? Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, they're just showing me a contract coming in, which means a job issue situation, and they're showing me. Like they give me this image a lot with people and I don't know why, but because it works for me is like many different doors that are available to you to open. And what you need to do right now is go, how do I want to feel? How do I want to be treated? How do I want people to see me? How do I want to feel about myself? How much money do I want to make? What you don't need to know what the job is. You just need to go,
right.
I want to be
no,
excited
in fact,
to go.
It's funny. I am counseling my friend with the exact same words right now.
Of
my best
you
friend.
Are.
I am literally.
And she, the universe is like, girl, listen to yourself. Listen
yeah,
to yourself. You have a cap that you've put on your finances, and they just want you to blow that right off.
Yeah. No, I'm. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I know. I'm
okay,
well aware.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that's the key. It's like you're one of those people that you need to think really big. You need,
yeah.
What makes you feel bad is that you've never really lived up to your potential.
Right. And then whenever, like, I remember even scenes of being a child and saying something and then being completely shut down for it. like thinking, you know, and just.
Oh, honey, you're living my life right now. Okay, like everything
yeah.
you're saying, I would thought I was crazy until I picked up conversations
yeah,
with God.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I'm not insane. Like I'm not
yeah.
crazy. I'm right. But like I think that once I decided that, you know, I own. When you own who you are and own like, hey, I am far from a perfect person. That's why I do this work because I run super hot. I can be super reactive. I have an addict brain. But I know that I lean towards joy and I lean towards upliftment and I lean towards fun and I lean towards, you know, these things. That's who I really am. I'm a musician. I'm a healer. I'm a teacher. I'm a lot of things. Okay. And I want to be all of those things. And make money doing it, right? And so it's really
yeah.
knowing who am, what are the things that really I enjoy, you know? And I want to do that because that's where your success is.
Okay, I'm not even, I have no picture right now of,
good.
And haven't been
I
of,
love that.
Like looking. Well, yeah, that's going to be the best. But is this specifically regarding work? Or is it in general more the feeling that I need to have just in life?
I would say yes and. It's both.
Okay.
They are
okay.
showing me a – you're in California now. They're showing me
yeah.
a journey that you're starting right now of massive change. And then there's anxiety there, okay, around
yeah.
really giving yourself permission to be out there and know that you're safe and go, show me where my greatness lives. Show me where my abundance is. And
yeah.
I would say really general.
Okay. Yeah. I've never really had the security or the safety that was taken away when
exactly.
I was a very young child. Yeah.
Exactly.
So
and you need to, what did that make you know you want? As a young child, you asked for safety with very strong power. So your availability of safety, security is higher than people that didn't have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense? Like you've asked for more of that safety. And me too. You know, my dad left when I was 3 and was alcoholic home and all that kind of thing. So my desire for safety and security was always very strong.
Yeah.
And so I've created that because I literally created for my kids the opposite of what I had. Because I had that experience. You know what I mean? So you
yeah,
want to create
yeah.
for yourself the opposite of what you experienced. But you are in charge of that.
Okay.
Which is awesome. You can do this, girl.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Darlene.
Thanks, Nadia.
No problem. All right. Next I have 415. Hello?
Hey, Nadia. This is Paula in California.
It's funny, by the way, I have 2 415s back to back. So the next 415, that's you because there's 2 415s. Okay. Hi, Paula. How are you? What's going on, girl?
Well, this call is pivotal. It's really, really good. I resonate with everybody and, you know, just all the stuff going on in Ukraine and yeah. So I guess I just want to have a general.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see, Paula, what's going on with you, girl? Okay, girl, what are you impatient about right now? There's a sense of you have relieved a lot of the stress and pressure you've put on yourself, but there is a sense of being impatient. Do you know what this is about?
I'm sure it has to do with the property, my brother, all this stuff.
Okay.
Getting
the same
that
stuff, yeah. Yeah, they showed me mail and money and mail and money again. Okay, so what they want you to do is sort of look at this. Try to look at this from a new perspective. So what's the perspective you have right now of this situation?
Kind of being like it's the same thing. I'm going over there. It's just, yeah, and I am working really hard to shift that. I'm welcoming in people to help
great.
Me. And
great.
And that's, yeah, and I have somebody who said, hey, let's go. We'll go through this stuff together. It'll be more fun. And I'm like, I'm opening to that, which is great.
Great.
But,
so this
yeah,
is what
just,
I would do is I would open your heart to the solution because there's still this sense of I have to be on guard. I have to be in a sort of head energy as opposed to heart energy. And the solution is in heart energy. not intuitive. I get
Absolutely.
That. So show me the solution. I'm opening my heart to the most loving win-win situation here. I want it to be easy. I want it to be smooth, et cetera, et cetera. This is a real opportunity for you to heal this old anxiety. Because it's almost like until this is I'll feel better once this is resolved is dominant.
Yeah, instead it needs to be right now. I feel good now.
Yes, yes. You need to find the, it's all worked out. I already know it's done. It's all good. You know, my favorite place to be is like, there's been many times that I've had that clarity. One of them is when we were originally going to have a baby and my husband was very paranoid about it. And I said, no, it's done. It's already done. I know I'm going to get pregnant. It's not going to be a problem. And I got pregnant first try, both kids. And it was like that clarity is what makes stuff happen. But you have to get yourself to the clarity. So I know it's working out. I know Source has a solution. This isn't going to be forever. And yeah, it's taken a long time, but that long time has made me know what, that I'm excited for it to resolve, that I'm excited for the money I'm going to get. I know this is going to work out. You know, that's the work right now, to soothe it, get it to a new place.
Absolutely. Pivot. That's the theme of this call is pivoting.
Pivot. Yes. And you know, when we talk about it, because you lose your power around this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You let it take your power away. Like it's that illusion that other people are in charge of the solution.
And it's an old pattern and it's throughout the lineage. And I totally see that. And I'm worn out because I'm resisting.
Yeah.
So it is pivotal. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're saying, don't worry about the strategy right now. Focus on working yourself towards the knowing it's already done, because they are telling me there's still a little process ahead of you. So this is an opportunity for you to find a way to feel good, even though it's not finished yet, but it will be. Okay. That's a guarantee.
Yeah.
So it's just about how quick can I get into an allowing state?
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Okay. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you so much.
No problem, Mama. Bye, sweetheart. Okay, so next I have the other 415 number. Hello?
Hey. I'm glad that you said that, because I was ready to say hello, but it never beeps when
you
called on the other girl.
And who's this?
This is Jessica. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. I remember you have that weird California number, and you're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I spoke to you like many months ago, and I was just getting ready to move. And now, again, I'm getting ready to move. So
okay.
I was just like packing up and moving buses. Yeah.
Were you in – this is going to be weird, but were you in New Jersey?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm getting New Jersey in my mind. And so I was like, oh, okay. Was she in New Jersey before? It's so weird because I don't remember anything until I talk to your energy and then it's all there, right? Okay, so you're getting ready to move again. Why are you moving?
Well, my lease is up. But actually, that's not what I'm calling you about.
Okay.
So before you do reading.
No.
So I at different times, I will have like heart excitement palpitations.
Okay.
And I actually have it right now because I was like moving boxes, but I've just been sitting here. So I have a couple different theories as far as why it's happening. It's been happening for several months. And it actually started happening. I'll tell you why it started happening. It started happening when my dog crossed over. And that's also what I was talking to you about the last time. So I was having that like heaviness on my chest, which that left.
Right.
But now I'm like always kind of paying attention to, am I too excited or am I overextending myself? Am I actually tired? Am I hungry? Am I hot? Is this hormones? Like it's different theories every time. I'm kind of wondering what you're picking up.
Okay. So whenever we're dealing with a heart issue, anything around the heart, it's around issues of not feeling joyful, not feeling in love. Like it's a love energy, it's a joy energy, and it's issues usually of fear and anger in the way. Okay, so is that running with you?
Well, actually, I've been feeling a lot of excitement and very happy.
Okay, good.
Because I've stepped into. So, like, part one of the things that I was thinking that was maybe I'm just like not used to as much excitement that I've been feeling and happiness here. But of course, and also with exercise, like I started exercising a lot lately because I've been getting my energy back more and more. And also, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there is at times, I mean, I do go through crying and I have a lot of releasing that I've been doing over the last 5 months.
That's great. So this is what they're giving me. So that's like the general thing around the heart, but this is what they're giving me specifically for you. Okay. So the first thing is, I just want to bring in that moving is stressful, even when you want to move. Okay. Just like, do you know what I'm saying? It's a stressful thing.
Yes.
And I think that you are a very strong woman and you're like, all right, let's go. Let's power through. Right. So the energy I'm getting is the heart is telling you, I love the exercise. I love the releasing. I think you're doing all great things. You need more of that meditation time, that channel time, that inner being, I'm listening time. Okay. Because there seems to be, you've gotten accustomed to a level of anxiety or stress that feels like normal, and it's not. There's a calmness that your body's going, girl, you can chill more. You can allow more. You can let go more. Let go. That's what I'm feeling from you guys.
Okay.
Like that's the message they're giving you. Your fear is you're in sort of action mode. They're showing me bottom chakra really active, which is security, safety, getting shit done. You know what I mean? That's the energy that is very dominant, which is great. Again, we need that energy. And then they're showing me here, this is all a part of you opening to love and connection in your life. And this is not just romantic. This is every level of love and connection. And, you know, this is animal love, connection, family love, connection, partner love connection. This is all connected. Okay. Because it's, you know, there's Maslow's triangle. Have you heard of this? It's a cycle. You know, if you're in survival mode, you can't process those other emotions. You know what I mean? And I think that without you realizing it, you live from that sort of baddha chakra place and they want you to go top down instead of down up, you know, meaning, you know, intuitive down as opposed to action first. Because you're good at action. I feel like you're one of those people, you're like, tell me what to do, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah, I've been doing that less and less. Like, I definitely do feel better when I just, like, chill out and hang out. I haven't been able to do it. Well, I have started doing it a lot lately because I've been just chilling out. Even with this move, like, when did the move, except like 4 months ago, because this is just a short leash. It was just to get me over here.
Right.
But, when I first did that move, that was a big jump for me to create it. And I had to clear through a lot of anxieties and fears.
Yes.
This time around, I'm moving in less than 30 days. I don't have a place yet, but I'm just chilling because I don't feel guided to do anything else. I'm just relaxing and I'll see it when I see it. And
That's exactly what you should be doing. And I want you to really go to your heart. What is your birthday, just the month and the day?
7/16.
Okay. So yeah, you're Cancer girl. So, you know, Cancer, you're very deep. You take things very deeply. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like things are not, you're not a superficial person. You know what I mean? And I think that with Cancer, what I find is, you go, I'm out of my shell, I'm in my shell. I'm out of my shell, I'm in my shell, right? If you use the clam analogy. And I feel like there's a part of you that really needs to come out of your shell and know that you will not be trampled when you come out of your shell. And I think that's part of this move that's really important for you where, you know, like moving to a space where you go, I'm doing everything differently now. I'm opening up and letting in. Because the more you open, the more good stuff comes, you know? And I think that this is where you're going is the right place. Do you know what I mean? Like know that you're headed in the right direction. I think that's where the calm comes from. I know I'm doing the right thing.
But yeah, I'm just letting spirit take care of it. I mean, it's interesting because you were like, yeah, you know, I feel this partner calling you over there and it has been that he's been calling over here.
Yes.
He's the one part of seeing my soul family helped me cross the border because I really needed some assistance at the end. I was like, just help boost me up to another level. And I've been feeling him so strongly lately.
Yeah.
And it even got to a point that I was like super restless. Like, I'm like, I'm going to the park now. Go meet me at the park.
Oh,
and then,
God,
like,
you're
he
so cute.
And then it would be like, I chilled out about that because it was getting like a little bit crazy. And then I just relaxed. I said, I'm just sitting here. You said that we had made an agreement that you were going to come find me if I crossed the border. Like, I made the decision to come find you. And I have these conversations with him, so I already feel like I have him in my life. So it doesn't even matter.
I love it.
You know?
Yes. I love that so much.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
They are shiny, though, but there's still, I want you to just sit with this statement. Where do I still have my guard up? Where am I still... You, because you're a little girl in there, and that's who this man's going to fall in love with, is her, the real you, without the guard, without the shield, without anything in front of you. And this is an opportunity for you to be who you really are. It's like when I went to college, you get to start over. You get to start fresh because you don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like this sense of I get to decide. So get really clear on who I want to be. I want to be charming. I want to be magnetic. I want to be fun. I want to, laugh a lot. I want to be, what is it? Who are you wanting to set forth into this new adventure?
So then is that all this like heart stuff then going to stop being such a focus?
Yeah. It's telling you open, let go, because you're still putting a guard on top of it. And so the heart is just bringing attention to itself. It's not anything harmful. I don't feel anything medical. Obviously, if you feel that, go to a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but it feels more like the heart's trying to get your attention. You know, it's almost like, okay. This is the analogy. It's like, when you're like walking with a weighted vest, it feels like your heart has a weighted vest on it. Like you put weight and pressure on it and you can just take it off.
Okay. Thank you, really Jessica. A blessing. The last time I spoke to you, you helped me with that pressure on my chest, and it's clear, like the lungs, like it cleared. So
you can do it, girl. It's all you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It.
No problem, honey. Bye, Stevie.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Next, I have 814. Hello.
Hey, it's Lisa from.
Hi.
I have a Pennsylvania number, but I'm in Florida, so there you go.
Okay, there you go. How can I help?
Am I able to ask a question regarding someone else or no?
Sure, yeah. If you're connected to that person, I will be able to feel them, so yes.
Okay. I have a friend who needs addiction treatment, and the place that they want to send him to, I'm getting a really bad feeling about it after doing some research online and trying to find out more information besides just their website. I just wanted to say the name of the place maybe to you and see if you get anything from that. It's the Phoenix House.
Okay. So this is what they're showing me around it. There's good and there's bad there. And it's all about your friend is still on the fence of fully choosing to heal. Okay, so the reason this place can be good for you or bad for you based on where you are. Okay, so there's good people there. But if you're not ready to really move, you're not going to get the good people. Do you know what I mean? So do you want me to look at your friend and see what his trajectory is? Because the place itself isn't bad. Their intentions, their heart's in the right place. They are helping people. They are, you know what I mean? Was there a romantic with this person?
There used to be,
Because they're showing me old romance.
I love him. I'll always love him as a person, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because they're showing me old romance here. He's very much in his head. What does he do for a living?
He's homeless right now.
Okay, yeah, because they're showing me, like, massive financial problems. Okay, so, like, massive financial problems. It doesn't feel like, are you guys forcing him into this place? Is this like an intervention situation?
No, he's really, it's his only choice right now. He's at a detox place right now, but
okay.
they're getting ready
okay.
to, like, have him go somewhere else. But okay. I'm trying to look into places.
Yeah. What they're saying to me is the place doesn't matter. What matters is show me the perfect circumstances so he gets the help he needs. Because he can get the help he needs from any place. Like, there's nothing inherently bad about this place. If it's the least expensive, if it's the right location, go for it. It doesn't feel bad to me. It just feels like you have to say to him, you know, let's set an intention of what you want to get out of this. Like, I would literally sit with
right.
him and get very clear mm-hmm. on what his intention is. And then, like, I'm mm-hmm. seeing successful recovery. But he needs to set that
okay.
intention.
Do you see, like, it's in his best interest then to leave where he is and then to come here and us to research some stuff more? Because otherwise he's going to go straight to that place.
I think he can go straight to that place. I don't think he should be near you. I think you
okay.
need to get,
right.
you need to go, it's not my job. I bless him. I've done everything. And now you got to start focusing on you. Let him go. That place will be just fine. It's not, this is what they're saying to me. You're not a match. But he is. It feels
he's a
heavy.
Match for that place.
Yeah. That's uplifting
okay.
to him.
Okay.
Not to you, but for him. It is.
Okay. Well, it just scared me because a lot of the stuff I saw was people saying that there was a lot of drugs inside of there. People were overdosing and they're, you know, and they don't really, it's not very strict there. So people can bring their stuff in and that's what I'm fearful of.
I get,
you know,
scared,
I don't want to,
I get a no on, I don't, wouldn't worry about it. I'm giving you my gut
okay.
response. I feel like that was other
okay.
people's experience. And I think
okay.
that I would just have him set his intention and you need to get,
okay.
you need to let go of this. You need to move on
right.
from this for yourself. It is taking you down a little bit.
Oh, I know.
So
yeah.
him coming
yeah,
to you and all that, I was like, no.
Right, right.
You know.
Right. Yeah, it's draining.
Yes, girl. You got to move on. There's another man
However,
for you.
I would feel... What?
There's another man for you, you know?
Oh, I
and
know.
This,
I'm
and this man is sucking your energy a little bit, you know?
Oh,
and
I know
it's
yeah.
bringing you anxiety, and I know you love this person and you care for them. So I get that, but let him, you can wash your hands of it. Let him go where he needs to go. That place will be fine for him. But just go, what's your intention? Let's get clear. And that's all you need to help
right.
him do. Then you're done.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. No problem, Mama.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, thank you so, so much. Unfortunately, we have 2 minutes left, and I found that it's just not enough time for another caller. You guys, I had more, like every month I'm having more and more callers, so thank you for calling in. I hope that you got what you needed from somebody. If I did not get to you, I will be live again next month, guys, April, like literally one of my favorite months of the year. It'll be Saturday, April 2nd. Please try calling in again. If for whatever reason I never get to you, email me and I will look for your phone number. So, you know, I know it's hard to call in sometimes, but I love you guys. Thank you for your support and let's keep adding some good energy to this planet. Have an amazing Saturday.